would like to introduce you to Jody and Emmy. Hi, Jody. Hi, Emmy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Emmy, it says here that you like to sing.
Yeah, I do.
What is your favorite song to sing?
I don't know.
I don't remember the name, but it's a song from Zombies 3.
From Zombies?
Oh, yeah, I'm Finally Me.
Okay. We've got a microphone. Do you want to sing a little bit?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we can put that off. We'll get that. Jody, give us a little idea. Tell us a little bit about Emmy, because, yeah, it says here, loves to sing, loves to dance, loves to act. But you know what? There were some challenges with movement over the last while.
What's Emmy's
story?
Lots
of things, eh,
lots
Emmy?
Of challenges.
Yeah. So Emmy was, when she was in utero, we found out there was something wrong with her spine.
Okay.
But we weren't sure what that was going to look like. They anticipated that she wouldn't be able to walk and she'd be paralyzed from the waist down. At this time, we were living in Calgary, and then we moved to Edmonton when Emmy was just over one.
Okay.
And found the Stollery. And so since then, Emmy has been through multiple surgeries.
And Dr. Bear.
And Dr. Bear, yes. Dr. Bear has come. Okay. Dr. Patchup has come to every appointment that we've been to. We've kind of lost count on the surgeries. She's had 3 or 4 body casts.
I think it's been... Six.
Six major, yeah.
Six,
and then lots of little things.
Six major and then like 1,000 little ones.
Yeah, at least, yeah. And so the Stollery rebuilt her back. They rebuilt her hips for us, and now she does...
I tried to rebuild my foot, but it didn't work out.
Not yet, but it will. We have full faith that it will. And now she, you know, is living her best grade 2 life. She's
awesome.
In musical theater. She is in sit ski. She dances. She sings. She jumps. She runs. All the things we never knew if she'd be able to do.
And so when you see her running and jumping and dancing now, what goes through your mind?
Oh, I can't even put it into words. It is
crying.
A gift. Literally, yes, always. It's a gift. And it's something that we don't take for granted. And it's something that the Stollery gave us. They gave us her life back like that. So it's magic.
When she was born, and then you're trying to find out whether or not she will have movement in her legs, how long did that take? Was that an immediate, you know, you found out the baby's born and you do reflexes and it's like, okay, there's something there?
Yeah, a little bit. So she actually kicked once when she was on an ultrasound.
Oh.
And it was the same time that we found out that she was going to be a girl, and we were so excited, but we didn't even care about that. We're like, her little foot moved. It was a tiny movement. And then when she came out, her feet were, I'm just going to show you, but that's not helpful. They looked like a pretzel. So they were wound up, tucked under each other, kind of like, and we called her our little mermaid, because when she moved it as a full, it looked like a little mermaid fin. And so, was weekly appointments at the Children's Hospital at the time. Casts every week, new casts every week.
Every single cast,
yeah. And just, we just kind of hoped and prayed. And
She's been in, Emmy, you've been in full body casts.
Yes, I have many full body casts.
And then we're talking like, when we're talking like a full body cast, like from...
From your armpits down.
Yep.
What is that like?
It's scary for starters. And it usually makes me cry.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I'm really scared. But when it's done, you get to play with toys. When you have your cast on. Also, one of my favorite parts is choosing the colors.
What colors did you have your cast on?
There was one that was a watermelon. And purple.
Purple and pink.
And purple and pink.
And then one that was green and yellow, I think.
Yeah. Green and yellow.
When you had your full body cast on, how long were you in those for?
For a pretty long time.
Yeah, so you got them in April. We got them in April, and we were hoping that she'd have them off by May, which was her birthday. But it was actually...
Sadly not.
No, July 31st that she got them off. Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, as you said...
Elsa and Anna came to that birthday that I had my full body cast.
Yeah.
So once you're out of that cast, though, I mean, you talk about being scared being in that cast, but you know at the end that things hopefully are going to be better for you, and they have been.
Yes.
They were definitely worth it, weren't they,
Amy? That made me happy, but it was also very scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. So What next for Emmy?
So right now we're looking. She is having some challenges with her foot, her right foot.
Many challenges.
Yeah, but we're looking forward with that. So lots of orthopedics or follow-up. So we're here every 6 months to a year now. We're in a good place right now. So we're not here every week like we were. We're not staying overnight like we were, which is really nice. We get followed very closely by the orthopedic team.
And this place is just amazing.
Why is it so amazing, Emmy?
Because there's fun. It's fun. It helps. And my Auntie Sam works here.
When you were here, you said it was fun. What was the fun part about being here?
Up in the beach room.
In the beach room,
the
yeah.
The beach room.
We've heard a lot about the beach over the years, and of course the expansion that they're looking at putting in that outside part as well, which is going to be so amazing for the kids as well. And we hear it over and over again from the parents, but from the kids about how special that is. Jody, for those listening right now who are like, maybe not this year. I'll maybe do it next year. Okay. Well, what do you tell them about what this place and the teams here have done for your daughter, for your family?
Sure. So much.
So much. That sums it up. But the Stollery is not just for Emmy, which is really amazing for us. There have been nights that Leah and I have been waiting for her to come out of surgery and not knowing why it's been so long, what's going on, and literally pacing back and forth and back and forth. And we're taken care of here. We're taken care of as much as Emmy is. There's a beautiful nurse who brings you tea or covers you, wake up in the morning and you're covered up with a blanket that you didn't even know you needed. But the big thing is, though, it could be any kid.
Yeah.
So it could be any of our kids who need this place, or our grandkids, or family members and friends. And so it's so important, and it's just it changes
kids'
lives. Could be anybody.
There's so many things, and there's so many people who come here.
Well, Miss Emmy, thank you for joining me this afternoon and sharing your story, and I hope you continue
to... It's the evening, not the afternoon.
Well, it's still kind of the afternoon, isn't it? It's only 4:30, but okay, it's 5 o'clock. I'll give you evening. I hope you continue to sing and dance and do your musical theater.
I will.
Have fun, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Jody, Lee, Jeremy, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.